This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue the study in which we've been engaged for the past several days on the great subject of the problem of human suffering. And we've been talking in particular about how to prepare for suffering. As my first suggestion for today, I point out that in order to adequately prepare for suffering which might come into any human life, one must recognize the place of prayer in God's plan for man. In spite of the fact that other children of God, and even Christ himself, pray for the sufferer, the one who is actually suffering must also pray for himself. He must be sober and watch unto prayer, as we learn in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7. He must gird up the loins of his mind in order to have the strength of character, which is necessary to face and endure severe suffering in the right way. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Prayer plays a vital role in developing such character. Tribulation even causes one to pray. Psalm 79, verse 8. But one should not wait to pray until suffering comes. A devout prayer life should be a vital part of the preparation which one makes to meet whatever suffering may come. None of us should wait until we actually are involved in suffering to be deep subjects of prayer. But prayer should be a part of our everyday lives. Another suggestion which I make in the matter of how to prepare for suffering is that one must seek to understand something of God's reaction to man's prayer. While we have been emphasizing that we must pray, we also want to emphasize that men must learn that they must resign themselves to endure some situations. It is true that the Lord is infinite in wisdom, in power, in presence, in love, and in mercy. It is also true that he has taught men to ask for blessings with the promise that he will hear and answer their prayers. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. But each person must also remember that even Jesus, the Son of God, when he prayed, said to the Father, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Even so, men must pray for God's will, not their own will, to be done. Also, men must learn that the time and way God answers prayer may vary according to the needs of the individual who is doing the praying. At times, in answer to prayer, God may say, in effect, "Yes, I will give you this at once. That for which you have prayed is what you need at this very time." At other times, however, his answer may be, "Yes, I will give you that for which you have prayed, but you must have patience, for the time is not yet right for you to have it. I will give it to you, but later." At still other times, his answer, in effect, may be, "No, I will not give you that for which you have prayed. You have asked for the wrong thing. Because I love you, I will not give you this for which you have asked, because it will not be good for you, but I will give you something else which you really do need." Just so at times men may pray for the release from suffering of either loved ones or themselves. But God's answer may be, "No, this is not what you need the most." As Hebrews 9:27 tells us, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment." Death is the event which serves as a transition between this world and that which is to come. If the Lord answered every prayer for the sick with yes, then no one would ever die. So men must resign themselves to this fact, for it is the will of God. Along with Job, one must sincerely say, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Read this passage in Job chapter 13 and verse 15. And be sure to be with us tomorrow at the same time.